Investing in your own growth and self-development isn't selfish, it's self-care. This is the Rebranded Podcast, the show where we hear about personal development and career growth. You'll learn what it takes to highlight yourself on your resume and beyond your resume. Remember, it's never too late to rebrand yourself and your career. I'm Tanikia, and this is the Rebranded Podcast. Hi, everyone. We are here to dive deep into topics that make a difference into the workplace. I'm your host, Tanikia, and in today's episode, we're shining a spotlight on the importance of positive feedback. Whether you're a colleague or a manager, providing constructive and uplifting feedback is essential for fostering a thriving work environment. Speaking for myself, I personally love uplifting feedback. It motivates me. And on the other hand, I love constructive feedback because it allows me to see what my flaws are and how I can improve them. I'm always down for areas of improvement. But let's start with delivering praise. It's not always about saying good job, but being really specific and very sincere. For instance, instead of a generic compliment like good job, you might say, Jane Doe, I was impressed with how you handled that client presentation. Your clear communication and thoughtful responses showcase your expertise in greatly contributing to the team's success. Do you see how specific that was? And it provided some enlightenment and uplifting for that person. You shared that you were impressed with them. You shared why you was impressed with them and what difference it made. Moving on to offering meaningful recognition, this goes beyond a simple acknowledgement. So you will want to consider highlighting specific achievements or qualities. Now pause. When I say simple acknowledgement, like you don't want to just say, I see what you're doing. That's some really great work. You know, you want to go into detail and say, hey, John Doe, I want to recognize your dedication to the recent project. Your meticulous attention to detail and innovative problem solving truly set a high standard for the team. Great job. Now, do you see how that simple acknowledgement of great job was at the end versus just saying great job, very generic, very short, and to the point like you had no thought on what you were actually telling this person? But in the example that I provided, you told them that you recognize what they're doing with that specific project and what they did in that project that made them stand out. That's the kind of recognition that people love and people desire. Now, fostering a supportive feedback culture is very crucial. Encouraging open communication and making feedback a two-way street creates an environment where everyone feels valued. So when I say two-way street, that means this is a dialogue, this is feedback from both individuals. So if one person is telling the other what they think, allowing that other person who's receiving the feedback to also give an explanation or share feedback as well. So let's take a moment in our weekly meeting. This is an example, by the way, sorry. Team, let's take a moment in our weekly meetings to acknowledge each other's accomplishments. It's important to celebrate both big wins and small victories. So when they're acknowledging each other, and I'm pretty sure in that meeting, they're also hearing what others have to say about what they thought. So it's not just one-sided, like one person, meaning the manager, is not just telling the team what's going on. In that specific example that I shared, each team member is actually sharing acknowledgments to each other. So while we're working, let's remember positive feedback isn't just about praise. It's about powerful Motivation is a tool for powerful motivation, morale, and overall team success. So whether you're a manager or a team member, let's make a conscious effort to uplift and inspire each other. That's all for today, guys. That's a wrap on the importance of positive feedback. Thank you for joining me on this rebranded podcast. And if you found this episode valuable, don't forget to follow Rebranded and also follow us on Instagram at Rebranded Podcast, and please share it with your network. Until next time, keep spreading positivity in the workplace. That's all for today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Rebranded Podcast, as well as our resume page at revision.writing. Need a resume or some other career service? We got you.